USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As violent protests continue around the country, authorities declared a full-fledged riot in Portland, Oregon, where protesters breached a fence surrounding the city's federal courthouse, where U.S. agents have been stationed. Department of Homeland Security Director Chad Wolf blames this action on Kate Brown, the governor, and Mayor Ted Wheeler, turning their backs on the police.
What is going on in Portland is very different than any other city. We have thousands of anarchists every night doing violent acts against the courthouse, very violent acts against law enforcement officers. And we have state and local police units not doing anything about it because they've been directed not to make arrests. Don't do any of these common sense things that other cities do across the country.
In the last 48 hours, more than 25 police officers have been injured and more than 60 people have been arrested. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
With the November election exactly 100 days away, more Americans say the country is heading in the wrong direction than at any previous point in Donald Trump's presidency, putting the incumbent in a perilous position at his re-election bid against Democrat Joe Biden. A new poll from the Associated Press North Center for Public Affairs also finds that Trump's approval for his handling of COVID-19 is at a new low, with just 32% of Americans supportive of his approach. Even Trump's standing on the economy, long the high watermark for the president, has fallen over the last few months after seeming nonstop earlier this year. Ukrainian and rebel forces in war-torn eastern Ukraine have started prepping for a full and comprehensive ceasefire scheduled to begin at midnight. Rebel officials said they've instructed their troops about the ceasefire and issued decrees banning the use of any weapons. It would pave the way for implementing other clauses of a Minsk peace deal brokered by France and Germany in 2015. The conflict killed more than 15,000 soldiers. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's been 11 years since the last federal minimum wage hike, the longest span since the baseline wage has gone without an increase since it started in 1938. Since the last federal minimum wage hike to $7.25 an hour starting July 24, 2009, the cost of living has increased over 20%, while the price of essentials such as housing and health care have increased even faster. The average rent back in 2009 was about $1,132 adjusted for inflation, but housing costs have soared in the last decade, pushing the average rent to over $1,400 in February, over 30% higher than the typical rent in 2009. Another classic rock superstar has passed on. Fleetwood Mac co-founder Peter Green has died at the age of 73. According to a family statement, the English singer-guitarist passed away peacefully in his sleep. The blues rock guitarist, born in Bethnal Green, London, formed Fleetwood Mac with drummer Mick Fleetwood in 1967. He stepped out of the band in 1971, but Mick Fleetwood said in an interview with the Associated Press in 2017 that Peter Green deserves the lion's share of all the credit for the band's success. He made a rare appearance last with the group in 1998 when Fleetwood Mac was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Green was so fundamental to the band in the early days, they were called Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac.
I can't help about the shape I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.